Welcome to TH Radio, presented by Josh,
Chloe,
Finn,
Alice,
Lola,
Lilia,
Bibi,
and Arlo.
In a week's time, the Year 4s will leave Hinlip and Tiverton forever. So today's programme is about saying goodbye and moving on.
Coming up, our friends at Fernal House tell us about their school days.
We've got some terrible middle school jokes for you. And listen out for a very mysterious mystery sound.
This is one of our favourite songs about growing up. There are lots of exciting things about growing up, but it's also quite scary. In Radio Club, we talked about moving on to our next schools and what worried us.
I'm a bit scared of, like, I won't have the confidence to put my hand up in the first one or two weeks of middle school.
The school is much bigger and I don't know where to go.
I'm afraid of the teachers and if we do something wrong, what could they say?
I'm really worried about computing class because what about if I break one of the computers and I get sent to detention?
I'm worried about being bullied because my sister and brother say that you always get bullied in middle school.
Mrs. Gwynevan has been working at Tiverton for almost 17 years. She's seen lots and lots of Year 4s move on. We asked her advice about some of the things we were concerned about.
What happens if you get lost and you don't know where to go?
From my experience, from what I know about children moving on to their next school, whether it's middle school or high school, older children are always asked to help you when you first get there. And they will show you around. You'll probably be allocated one or two children that will accompany you, I would think, probably for the first week or so. So there's always someone there who can guide you where you have to go.
I'm worried about being bullied and I don't know what to do about it.
First thing to remember is bullies are cowards, okay? They're not brave, they're not courageous. They pick on people who they think are weaker than them, who they can tell what to do or hurt. And they will always tell you, don't tell anyone or she'll get into trouble, but you won't. So my advice to you, if you think you're being bullied, always go to an adult, whether it's your teacher, your teaching assistant, any trusted adult, straight away, never let it build up.
What if the teacher asks you a question and you don't know the answer to it, what would you do?
I think it's best to be honest. If you don't know the answer, just say it. I think teachers only get cross if they ask you a question because they know you've been fiddling and haven't been listening.
Our next school is much bigger than Hinlip and the classes are so much bigger. How will we get used to this?
I would say give yourself time. It's going to feel strange at first because we are Hinlip and Tiverton, we're very tiny, aren't we? And everybody knows everybody else and we feel like one big family. So it will feel strange. Don't expect to feel perhaps comfortable straight away. Give yourself time to settle in and within a couple of weeks you'll feel like you've been there forever.
Great advice from Mrs. Gwynevan. We've been sharing some jokes about middle school, so let's crack on with some excellent jokes.
Why did the boy eat his homework?
I don't know.
Because the teacher told him it was a piece of cake.
Why did the M&M go to school?
Don't know.
Because he really wanted to be a smartie.
Why is the maths book always unhappy?
I don't know.
Because it's full of problems.
Why did the student throw his watch out of the school window? He wanted to see time fly. Dun, dun, dun.
Last week, we went to Fernal House to meet some people that lived there. We met Marion, Anne, Rosemary, Brenda, Joyce and Eileen and asked them for their memories of school.
What was your school like?
Well, it was a mixed school in the beginning. But then when I moved to the next school, it was a girls-only school.
I only had one school. I was 9 when I went to my school at Tunnel 7, and I left it when I was 15, went to work.
What's your best memory about school?
I was very athletic.
So anything athletic, I loved. I could do all sorts. You name it, I could twist myself all over the place. And I was always sought after because I was good at demonstrating.
Can you remember moving from your first school to your second?
It was quite a shock, actually, because it's a much bigger school. And I think that's really the basic shock, is when you know so many people. But it's amazing how quickly you get settled in.
What advice would you give us about moving schools?
Just be very careful who you make friends with. If you like football, find somebody that likes football, and then you've got a lot to talk about.
I think if you're a nice person and you're happy to mix with everybody, I think that's a good thing.
How long did it take you to make your first friend?
Oh, I think very quickly I did. That was a bit of a chatterbox. Treat your friends kindly. Don't snigger at them. And if they're nice and kind friends, you'll get on well with them. And they look after you.
Great advice from our friends at Fernhill House. Do you want to hear some more excellent jokes?
What's a witch's favourite class?
Dunno.
Spellings.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9. I also have a joke about a pencil, but there's not much point in it.
Oh. Are you ready to guess the mystery sound?
Now it's time for our mystery sound. Listen carefully. Do you know what this sound is? If you know what it is, put your hand up at the end.
That's it for this programme. Good luck to all the leavers.
Having made this programme, we feel much more confident about moving on and making new friends. We hope you do too. Goodbye.
Goodbye.